Hey, if it's something a little different, well, you know, friend, in the stepped-up tempo of this nervous post-war world, things are lots of different. There are hundreds of little round and sometimes jolly men in red, dropping by parachutes from planes and riding jeeps and sitting even in store windows and looking out at you from TV sets. Isn't it rather wonderful, knowing that on Christmas Eve, Santa Claus himself will visit your home in person?
If you want a different little something in the way of music, then stay around for Lion's Busy. 30 malleable minutes with which these people here do wonders. Dave Brubeck and the trio with Dave there on piano. Cal Jader's drums and vibes. Ron Crotty's bass with forays into the progressive land of jazz. Barbara Ritchie compounds joy with her songs. And from his midnightly perch in this cage comes Jimmy Lyons on a non-disc caper. Oh yes, we even transcribe a commercial somewhere.
Hey, Chromium Eyes, can you cook? Swell, let's cook up something different for tonight. Dave and the guys and Barbara are off on a rhythm romp. This episode's all kinds of rhythms for your inspection. To follow the first selection, all you have to do is to stand with your feet very close together, your back straight, and your arms upraised. And now, slowly, lift both legs off the floor together. Slowly. Gee whiz, you did it, huh? Crazy, huh? Like rhythm, Dave. Make it real crazy. Like a scattered herd of aardvarks, you know. Crazy, that thing's toupee. Hey, do you enjoy reading those fascinating little tidbits in the papers? You know, like the fact that the Otis Elevator Company office in some eastern city is a one-story building? Or the one the other day about the family whose pet is a parrot. And just recently, they seem to have gotten a cuckoo clock somewhere. And promptly, the parrot learned how to make like a cuckoo, but not to tell the time. And now the family is just a little bit concerned because whenever they sit down to dinner, it's always 15 o'clock. That's pretty fascinating. Kind of like Barbara Ritchie, a real captivating carol right here with our Barbara. Fascinating, too. Rhythm, that is.
Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start a hop, never stopping to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start a patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run around somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me?
Fascinating little jig of that thing. You know, Barbie, I'm kind of sure they designed that tune originally for a deep sea diver. He brought along his own air hose. Where do you breathe in that thing, anyway? Let's all jump into the surf, shall we, right here?
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
A whiter, brighter family wash
than any other soap or suds.
Yes, nothing on earth gets dirt like surf. No other soap or suds known will get your family wash as white, as bright, as wonder-working surf. S-U-R-F.
Surf sails into dirt, rolls out every trace of grease and grime, gives billows of busy suds even in hardest water, rich, deep suds that get deep down, the clinging dirt that lazy suds miss.
Surf even floats away.
Miss. Surf. So the whitest, brightest wash on earth, get S-U-R-F. Surf. Another fine product of Lever Brothers Company.
Try it and see for yourself.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
No, nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
My family wash is brighter now and brighter than it ever was.
Nothing on earth gets dirt like surf.
Rhythms we've now heard, both crazy and fascinating and rolling surf to boot. But let's be a little bit more explicit right here. The rhythm of the 4-4 is a pretty basic thing. Four beats to the bar. Sample, please, gentlemen. Intriguing type sample. Now, I guess everybody knows what the waltz form is. And here's a delightful old melody that Rodgers and Hart conceived originally as a waltz. Dave and the trio then displaying Lover in a waltz form, which switches, and so very neatly, to 4-4. This Lover is... mighty engaging little cakewalk all working for you. And, lover, since we've fooled around here quite some with rhythms tonight, why don't we explore an old hunk of thematic material, How High the Moon? Now, this, then, the Department of Jazz Evolution, lecture course, 1A and all that, an astronomical bit of research, let's make it. How High the Moon, let's experiment, marking perhaps its evolution through the channels of American music. This, then, the Princeton Preamble. A little bit. It's not quite so. Perhaps some of the early settlers might have questioned how high. Two beat right there. Then somebody shouted, hey, roll that left hand, man. 8 beats to the bar, the rollicking beat, and a few flourishes there on top, and you still have how high. Most virile thing. Ragtime and boogie-woogie, a couple of those early American art forms. Flourished, too. They still are, aren't they? Till they started to peel off that rough bark and jazz-like industry became organized, and there emerged the era of swing, and one of its high priests, a guy named Lionel Hampton. Midnight here, son. Swing, as they said, sure was the thing, but you know, in San Francisco, we're pretty well known for our shimmering name rooms in our hotel. Now, I guess you can just about any time get somebody to wrestle you for a waltz, even in How High the Moon. Dancing, gentlemen. Then along came that very new word, you remember, in the musical patois not long ago, and every time somebody shouts bop, little kids run into the arms of their parents, and everybody runs for the hills. But consider this thing, Pilgrim, in the glare of what just went by, and that which follows should be not too disconcerting, the premise remains the same. Show 'em, right?